ABC Radio Perth and on the ABC Listen app.
Now, the boss of Fortescue and Mindaroo, Andrew Forrest, delivered a rather blistering attack on nuclear power at the National Press Club yesterday. Now, if you missed it, here's a reminder.
If we swallow this new lie that we should stop the rollout of green energy and that nuclear energy will be our fairy godmother, we will be worse off again. I do know how to do projects. I do know the science. And I do know the economics. This misinformed, unscientific, uneconomic, plucked out of the air, thin air, bulldust of nuclear policies of politicians masquerading as leaders helps no one. Politicians who do whatever they can to scurry and scare up votes are just politicians. They are not political leaders.
Some strong words there and a clear message for the federal opposition, which is yet to formalise its energy policy, but has made no secret of the fact that it does see nuclear as part of the climate solution. So, do you also see it as part of the climate solution? Is the mood shifting? I just want to try and get an idea from you this morning. So give me a call and tell me, 1300 222 720. Now, a few of the newspapers we noticed have been doing polling on this. According to the Nine papers today, 36% of Australians support the use of nuclear power, only 23% oppose it. That's the Nine newspapers. There was a news poll yesterday which asked people if they supported the idea of building small modular nuclear reactors on the site of old coal-fired power stations. Now, apparently that poll said 55% supported that, 31% didn't. So where do you sit on this? You let me know. And while you're thinking about it, Professor Peter Ashworth is who I'm going to talk to now, the director of the Curtin Institute for Energy Transition. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Nadia. Thank you for having me on.
Do you have a personal opinion on this, on nuclear power? Do you have are you ideologically opposed to it?
No, look, I do actually, and it has gathered over time. I was very fortunate a few years ago to work with Professor Eric McFarland, who is at Santa Barbara, but he was at University of Queensland. And we ended up on a lot of panels together. And Eric was a Harvard-trained MD and a nuclear physicist. So talking to him, I understood that actually nuclear is safe and has a role. But for here in Australia, personally, having looked at sort of all of the costs and where we're at and those sorts of things, I just don't think it's going to stack up in the time that we need it. It really, I don't believe, is an option.
Why not? Can you expand on that?
Look, my understanding is, you know, a lot of this conversation about small modular reactors, there's actually, you know, not, they don't exist in the current form. You know, just recently, I think the US failed to pass one. What is actually happening in the US where they've had nuclear? My understanding is that to get them passed through the regulations takes forever. And every year that that delays, it actually adds to the cost, which makes it more and more economical. So there's been quite a standoff in those sorts of approvals. Here in Australia, obviously, you know, we had that referendum. It's against the law to actually use that nuclear energy. We've got the medical facility at Lucas Heights, but that's it sort of thing. So it just doesn't stack up from that point of view, is my understanding.
And it works well in places like France and Sweden, but they've had them for a while, haven't they?
Yes, it does. And I think, you know, nuclear does have a role across, you know, in different places because of its sort of low carbon base load over time. But in countries where you haven't ventured into that, without the regulations in place, I think it's almost impossible. In the time that we need to transition, you know, we've really got to take this urgent action now, which is what everyone's working to do with renewables and backup storage and so forth.
What about the small modular reactors, which is what the coalition always talks about. Is that technology realistic at all?
Well, my understanding is that at this stage, you know, to look around the world to find a small modular reactor, it'd be pretty hard pressed. Obviously, we've got the submarines and so forth, but at the moment, you know, there's not one that exists in the US and so forth. So we've still got a long way to go. It is what a lot of people that are supportive of nuclear will push, that this is the answer. But in reality, I don't think so.
Professor Peter Ashworth is my guest this morning, Director of the Curtin Institute for Energy Transition. A lot of you want to have your say on this, and I will go to your call, so just stay there for a little bit longer, 1300 222 720. Because the argument has been, and you've touched on this, the fact that we couldn't get them up quick enough, we get out of coal-fired power by 2030, get the nuclear transition up and running by then, but it's just not feasible, too expensive, and you couldn't do it that quickly.
Yeah, I think that there's much cheaper alternatives, and as we're seeing with the rollout of renewable energy and so forth, not without its challenges as well, but I think, you know, we've got good options. And looking at the work, Paul Graham, the chief economist from CSIRO, you know, who I work with for many years, I really trust Paul's judgment on these and the science that they do. And it clearly shows that it just doesn't stack up. There's cheaper alternatives. And when I run focus groups with Australians on this idea of transition, you know, they want to do it in a way that's actually going to be the best investment so that other money can be spent on other things as well.
Is it not only expensive to build, but is it expensive to run?
My understanding, and I'm not a technical, I'm a social scientist, is that once they're up and running, you know, they sort of work quite well in that way. The biggest investment, obviously, is that building and so forth, but actually also then just, you know, making sure all the safety and so forth. I think, you know, we can't even find ways to store our radioactive waste to actually try and get a nuclear, even small modular reactor, I think would be absolutely nigh on impossible in Australia, actually.
Yeah. All right. I'll leave it there. Good to talk to you, Professor Peter Ashworth there from the Institute for Energy Transition. I want to go to your calls, 1300 222 720. I can see the phone's running hot, so it's clearly struck a nerve with a lot of you.
This is Mornings
with Nadia Mitsopoulos
on ABC Radio Perth, WA and the ABC Listen app.
Nobody knows Perth and WA like we do.